With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. There have been several initiatives to ensure that Americans sheltering in place have access to the internet, especially folks in rural areas. But many of those programs have come to an end. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has more on what this means for millions of Americans stuck at home.
In mid-March, the FCC asked internet providers not to terminate service to customers who couldn't pay bills because of the pandemic. Companies like Comcast and AT&T agreed and offered unlimited data for free, which, say, for a Comcast user, meant saving around $50 a month. Professor Marvin Serbeau from Carnegie Mellon University says it's a vital service.
If you want to file for unemployment insurance, they want you to do it online. In the recent pandemic, if you are a student in school, you need to go online for your remote classes.
But the FCC's initiative ended this month. AT&T will continue to offer free unlimited data for home internet to certain customers. Comcast says it will not. Professor Seth Lewis from the University of Oregon.
Probably some of these companies feel like that consumers will become too accustomed to some of the free services or trials or benefits they are enjoying.
Comcast says people who can't afford to pay can work out a payment plan, and it's extending free basic internet to new low-income customers. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.